Expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
It's time for the Debbie Nigro Show with Debbie Nigro, who says she's still a babe, or at least she thinks she still is. That's right, attitude is everything, and Debbie's delusionally young. No one sees the glass of Cabernet half full like Debbie. She's fresh air with a magnetic flair. Someday has arrived, and as far as she's concerned, it's time to roll. The Debbie Nigro Show is brought to you by the Empire City Casino, located off Exit 2 of the New York State Thruway, and also by Doral Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center in Rye Brook, New York. Doral Arrowwood, where great things begin. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, some days are crazier than others here in the studio, and today's one of those super crazy commotion days. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. I brought an entourage today. You know, there's a television show called Entourage, and there's a bunch of guys who follow around, a bunch of guys, and they just have, like, a really good time. So I said, okay, I got girls. All right, I got an entourage of girls today with me in the studio. I don't think we've ever had this many girls in the studio, and my engineer Bob is pretty much like, wow. So I looked at them all. I said, look, we don't even have enough chairs or microphones, but I am going to punt. I am the queen of punt. And they all went, okay, because they're very polite. These girls are renowned classical musicians. They are child prodigies. They are stupendous. I've kind of introduced myself to their music over the last couple of years. I've had them on my show a couple of times before. I have never had the great pleasure of meeting them in person, and today is my very lucky day. You know, the show, I always say the elite to the street. I call it a fun ride. Well, today is the elite when it comes to music. But what I really found very funny about the sisters, Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi, is they get me. Okay, they have my sense of humor, which hard to believe it could translate across that international line, but it's true. You see, they just think I'm the funniest thing ever. So we'll talk about the news of the day, of course. But let me introduce who's in the studio with me, because it's not just them; they brought new girls. Okay, as if it wasn't cute enough that the three sisters have this outrageous talent. They've been trained. My gosh, it's the highest level of classical music I've ever heard. And they've played for some royalty, presidents, been invited everywhere. I have the great pleasure of having them in the studio today. So let's start with, to my left, we have Sakiko.
Hi.
Let me fix your microphone, Sakiko. I'm sure you guys could show me how to, you know, fool around with a cello. But yeah. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi. So nice to see you.
It's nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, in person, finally.
I know. How is it you have my sense of humor? I don't get it.
You're just great.
I didn't know I translated, but okay. To my right, we have Harumi. Hello, Harumi.
Nice to see you finally, Debbie. Debbie has been so supportive. You have been so great to us, and we really appreciate it.
I know you do. You came all the way up here, like, and the gas nothing. And the parking and the whole thing to Greenwich, Connecticut. No. You know, I have interviewed many, many people in my career. It has been a gift to be able to meet so many talented people in the world. And I can smell, hear, and pick out talent that is extraordinary because just, you know, your cream rises to the top. So I knew the first time I heard what you do, I knew it was something very unusually special. So it is my honor to have you here today.
It's our honor to be here, yeah. And you're one of the nicest people we have met.
No, I bow back. It's my honor to be here. It's my honor to be here. You see what I'm saying, Bob? They have my sense of humor. This is crazy.
Yeah, they do.
I know.
I'm sorry to hear this.
And then we have the third sister, who is not quite in front of the microphone yet, but she will be. Her name is Mimi. Hello, Mimi.
Hi, Debbie. I'm so happy to finally see you.
Listen, we're going out and partying.
Yeah,
yeah, this is bad.
I don't know if people who have your kind of classical talent even stop putting the instruments down to go party, but we're partying.
Oh, we do?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So let's let Harumi talk for a second. Harumi, what instrument do you play?
I play the violin, and I'm the oldest.
Okay. And then who's next?
Sakiko.
And, yeah. And Sakiko plays?
Plays the piano. And Mimi, the youngest, plays the cello.
Okay, fantastic. They have a big concert coming up this next couple of weeks. It's December 21st on a Monday night at 6:30. And I will tell you, I will be there because they've invited me for the last couple of years and I couldn't make it. But I got to see this. It's at the Yonkers Wheel Library. It's free. And it's in Pincus Hall. It's on Central Park Avenue in Yonkers. And they're going to be playing holiday classical music. And they're going to be, along with them, these two other cutie pies I have behind me in the studio. You're going to meet in just a second. They're the Yogaratnam sisters. And their names are Annika and Yasmin. And their mom, Dawn, is here. So we'll meet them because they're like coming up the pike. Children are welcome to this particular celebration, and I really encourage you. And if you like music, I don't care if you like rock or if you like Christian music or if you like country or rap, these girls will touch your soul. And to bring the kids, and it's all free, it's a wonderful way to celebrate the holiday. All right, so we have to talk about the news of the day for a second. We are going to play some music. Is that okay at some point? Bob's looking at me like, you think he would have sent me the MP3s like maybe a day before? And these guys sent them to me like 2 weeks ago. So this morning I'm on the way up. I go, hey, Bob, you got those MP3s? He goes, Debbie, really? Couldn't you have like given me like a little notice or something? I go, I did. I gave them to you like an hour ago. We're busy here at the studio, and Bob is busy every hour with people.
I went ahead and in between the shows, downloaded the ones you sent me.
I love you. All right, you know what? Before we go to the news of the day, I want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg, and I want the kids to weigh in on him because I think that's the story of the moment, maybe the century. He had a baby. He and his wife are giving away 99% of their stock value to charity. They wrote a letter to the world, actually to their daughter, their newborn, on behalf of the world. I mean, it was just the most amazing. One of the most amazing moments in history, I think, about humanity, business, capitalism, money, and heart. So we're going to talk about him. But since it's all about heart, Bob, let's play a little of the first clip. And let's see. Harumi, tell me again what we're going to hear here. You sent me three in a row. And the first one is called Andante Espressivo. Is
Perfect.
That it?
Yes, that's right.
Why do you people have an Italian name song?
I don't know. The composer.
No, really.
Started.
Come on.
This is why you guys get along.
This is Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi playing Debussy's Andante Espressivo. I mean, really? Let's just hear it.
See if I can play.
Remind me not to have any espresso next time I listen to the Espressivo.
That was funny.
Because it's just too calming. You know, I think if I listened to your music every day, I would be very stressless. Do people tell you that your kind of music just takes their a level of anxious down in the body? I mean, have you talked about how it affects the body, music like this?
Yes, actually, audience have told us, both young and old people, that they actually get rid of physical problems after the concert.
They get rid of physical problems after the concert.
A man who had difficult backache before, after the concert said, I don't have a backache anymore. It's actually true. I don't know how it's possible. But.
Well, you know, they have done a lot of studies about how music being played during surgery is very important and very therapeutic, both to the healing process and to the doctor and to the patient. So why wouldn't it, you know, while you're sitting there not cut up on an operating table, actually work even better? I really like the idea that music is healing. And mothers with newborn babies have been told, play music, particularly classical music. Do you know this, that mothers mm-hmm. who play classical music while the baby's in the womb increase the IQ of the baby? You know that?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that. Yeah, that's why I want many children to come to our concerts. We really encourage children to come, and they have actually come from age 4 up. And this one is particularly free, and also other children are playing. Yasmin and Annika are playing, so we really encourage children to come too.
Okay, so well, you guys are child prodigies. Sisters grew up together, started playing. I know you started at a very young age. And then the age of the two young girls we're going to meet next, who are in the studio as well, are what, nine?
Age nine and age six.
And you are sort of mentoring them. Is that what am I understanding?
Yes.
This is crazy exciting today. All right, so stay tuned. This is Harumi, Sakiko, and Mimi. They are the three sisters who I just can't get over. The For You Are Sisters. You're going to need to know them. And then coming up, you're going to meet Annika and Yasmin, who are going to be with them at the concert. We're going to meet them, hear a little of their music. And then we're going to hear the backstory of, from a mom's perspective, how do you know your kid's a child prodigy? Maybe Dawn will weigh in on that. Okay, coming up next here on the Debbie Nigro Show.
Hi, this is Chris Vesio, owner of Vesio Family Advisors. We are accountants and advisors to families and entrepreneurs. We're very excited about the new and existing services we've been providing to our clients. How many accounting firms do you know that can not only help entrepreneurs with their accounting and bookkeeping, but also have a full line of private investigation and polygraph services? Also, as a full-service family office, there isn't much we can't help you with. We can pay your bills, keep a full personal accounting, and screen your household help before you hire them. We're also helping our clients with more difficult and personal issues such as estate planning and divorce. Our goal is to always be there to help our clients through difficult times with high-touch service and empathy. Our practice is not just about our family, but also about helping your family. We'd love to have some new family members.
Check out the website at VesioCPA.com. That's VesioCPA.com. Or call them at 914-358-9888. That's 914-358-9888.
One of the things about this season is that people start doing really fun things at their locations, like the fact that Santa Claus is coming to town at Doral Arrowwood in Rybrook, New York. Seriously, this is an awesome thing to do with your kids. They have a kind of $179 a night package, okay? And what you get is a cozy guest room. You get to check in early on Saturday and check out late on Sunday. Thank you. Sunday breakfast buffet, and Santa is at breakfast in the Overlook restaurant with two adults and two kids under 12. You have to have some reservations. Then on Saturday, they have afternoon holiday movie time, 7 p.m. pajama party movie with the Polar Express. They have a book reading with Santa's elves and a holiday decorate-your-own cookie event. And then Santa package is available Saturday nights only throughout December. And if you want some reservations, check out DoralArrowwood.com. Doral Arrowwood in Rybrook, New York, where great things begin.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Tony Savino. Join us each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on 1490 WGCH for Spotlight on Medicine. Each week we'll speak with doctors, nurses, and other medical experts at Greenwich Hospital. Our next show on Spotlight will be a week after Thanksgiving on December 3rd. Tis the season, avoiding holiday health hazards. And my guest will be Greenwich Hospital Emergency Department Director, Dr. Chris Davison. That's Spotlight on Medicine Thursday mornings at 9, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Every day, some story sort of jumps out of the news at me that I latch onto that I want to share, that gives the world some hope. And that's kind of my mission here on the show. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. I always feature the elite to the street, and we will go back to our internationally renowned guest. It's the sister act in the studio today. I have more girls around me than I've had in a long time. It feels beautiful. They are classical geniuses, and they're performing a free concert I need everybody to go to. But the kids who are sitting next to me, and they're about to be introduced in a moment, they are very young and very gorgeous, and oh, 6 and 9 are their ages. And the story I want to bring to your attention is about the kids of the world and what Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, have announced to the world after the birth of their daughter named Max. I love that. I like naming a girl a boy's name. I tried to do it myself. I named my daughter Alexis so I could call her Alex, but I never called her that one day. I call her Lexi. Anyway, they announced via Facebook, what else, that they're going to donate like all their money practically, like 99% of their stock value to charity. I mean, that is a gigantic amount of money. It's billions and billions of dollars. But they're going to retain about $450 million, as I did my math. And that's enough to live on for a little while. But they wrote a letter, an open letter, a 2,234-word open letter, kind of to the world. Through Facebook, because that is the world these days, and said, "Dear Max," it was actually to the child, and they shared it with the world. "Your mother and I don't have the words to describe the hope you give us for the future. Your new life is full of promise, and we hope you will be happy and healthy so you can explore it fully. And you've already given us a reason to reflect on the world we hope you live in. We want you to grow up in a world better than ours today. We will do our part to make this happen, not only because we love you, but also because we have a moral responsibility to all children in the next generation." And he went on to say, "We will give 99% of our Facebook shares, currently about $45 billion during our lives, to the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative Charity." And there's more on that. And, you know, this is just an amazing moment in time, because not only do they show great integrity, but this is the next generation. And, you know, we're in a world where fortunes are made by very young people very quickly these days, who do not usually know what to do with all that. And at 31 years old, Mark Zuckerberg is he's my hero today. That's all I want to say about that. Now to the children who are next to me in the studio. I am blessed today. This concert called Sister Act is going to be a classical musical recital by the Furuya sisters, who you just heard, my new girlfriends, Mimi Sakiko and Harumi. Wave to me, girl. Say hi. Hi. I know. They just love me. And now they brought two new friends for me and two young girls who they are mentoring up the pike in this classical world. And this is, we're talking masterworks. Okay. So the two sets of sisters, the Furuya sisters and the I can't say their name, Yogaratnam sisters, but I will introduce them individually. I have, Annika to my left. Hello, Annika.
Hello.
And how old are you, darling?
6.
Oh, who picked out your outfit today?
My mom.
You look really terrific. All right. And to my right is Yasmin. Hello, Yasmin.
Hello.
And how old are you?
I'm 9.
Do you guys use Facebook?
No.
Okay. You're probably practicing too much. What do you play, young lady?
What?
What instrument do you play?
I play the cello and the piano.
Fabulous. And what do you play, Annika?
I play the violin and the piano.
Two of them, right?
Yeah.
I have a ukulele I can't do one note on, but I own it anyway because I pretend I have your talent, but that's not possible. How did you know, young lady, Annika, we'll start with you, that you like to play music? How'd that happen?
Well, because in first grade, then my mom, then like at my old school, then my mom's like, because we have to pick an instrument, either violin or cello. Since my sister already plays cello, then my mom wants me to play violin. So
okay, so that wasn't so terrible. You have to pick an instrument. I know, I was your age once. I picked flute. Okay, you picked something. So then you started to play it, and did it come very easily to you?
Not that easy.
No? Okay. Which instrument did you like better?
I like piano because when I learn a song at school, then when I get home, then I could, like, try and play it on the piano.
Really? So you always thinking about music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are. So it's in your head all the time.
Yeah.
Do you, like, hear sounds? You hear songs in your head?
Yeah.
I hear people. Do you imagine new ways to put musical notes together in your head?
Not really.
Okay, so you just try and hang on to the ones you're learning, right?
Yeah.
How many hours a day do you practice, young lady?
about 45 minutes for piano, and violin about like 10 or 20.
Okay. We're going to talk to your sister now. Let's go over to Yasmin. Young lady, did you always know you loved music? Did you feel it in you, in your bones, sort of?
Yes.
And what do you think about all day long? You think about music? You hear it in your head all day?
Mm-hmm.
You do. How many hours do you practice?
For piano, I practice about like 1 hour.
Okay.
And for cello, I practice for 45 minutes.
Okay. So these three girls are for you as sisters. They're teaching you what? What are they helping you with?
To play songs, like to get better in music.
And what do you think you've learned from them so far? What did you catch on that they know that you didn't know that you're working on?
To play new songs. And I've never been like in a concert like this before.
This is the first time?
Yes. I've only been like concerts like it's everybody plays.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear a little of their music, if that's okay, Bob. The second one in line right there. You should have it right in front of you. Well, you have a name of it? Okay. It's called Chopin's Waltz, Op. 70, number 2 in F minor.
Okay. Which artist do you want me to play first?
Oh, it's Yasmin. Not,
that's what I want to
find. Oh, geez. See, he's smarter than I am. I just keep talking until someone slaps me and goes, no. Yasmin, we're going to hear a little bit from you for playing Chopin's Waltz. Are you sure you're 9?
Yes, I'm sure.
That's sure as you playing?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. You're going to rock that concert like nobody's business. What are you going to wear to the concert? You got your outfit? You look gorgeous today, too. What's that outfit you have?
I'm going to wear a red dress.
Yeah, I love red. That's brilliant. Unbelievable talent, young lady. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now we're going to listen to your sister,
okay.
Who is... all excited now. Have you ever played in concert before, young lady? I would imagine at 6 you haven't had a big career before this moment, no? Have you played in front of a lot of people before?
I've only done a competition. I haven't really, like...
You've been in competitions at 6 already?
Yeah.
Really? Do you get nervous?
Yeah.
Everybody gets nervous. I get nervous talking sometimes, but then it just goes like, you know, runaway train. Is that how it is? You get a little nervous, then you get over it and you just roll?
Yeah.
I know. All right, we're going to hear a little of you playing. And this is Annika, who's 6. And I hope I pronounce this right. This is Kabalevsky's Toccatina. Is that correct? I'm speechless. It's unbelievable. What a talent you are. You are 6?
Yeah.
I think you're lying. Somebody else played that. That wasn't you. It was you?
It was.
This is going to be some concert, I tell you right now. If you have not had the great pleasure and you're just tuning into the show, it is my real joy today to showcase. And sometimes people don't take the time because we're in a busy world. There's so many talented people, you almost can't keep up with all the different genres of music. But if you love music, and I hope you do because it's life-changing when you do and it's in your soul, you need to see the Sister Act Holiday Classical Concert with the two sets of sisters. And they're all in the studio today. The For You sisters, all three of them, and the Yoga Ratnam sisters, the two young girls, 6 and 9. And they're going to be performing classical masterworks on piano, violin, and cello by Bach, Chopin, Schubert, Saint-Saëns. Am I saying his name right or her name? Is that a girl or a guy? It's a guy, Saint-Saint, and more at the Yonkers Public Library, the Will Branch, 1500 Central Park Avenue in Yonkers on December 21st. Look, that's a Monday night. That was a smart idea because nobody's really busy on a Monday night if you during the holiday season. You know, you could say, oh, I have plans for Saturday, Friday, Tuesday, but Monday night at 6:30, you have a shot of making this. I will be there. Admission is free. Children are welcome. What a wonderful introduction to your kids to a world that they may not have been exposed to. The concert will last 1 hour. Everybody can sit still for 1 hour. Usually, I think everybody falls asleep because they're so relaxed, and they have to like peel you out of the chairs because everybody just is having the best time. And this is just going to be fantastic. Once again, in this, these are child prodigies. So I don't know a lot about how you spot a talent like this in a child. And I thought Dawn, do we have some time in this segment, Bob, to bring Dawn over right now? Okay. Their mom, Dawn, is here. So maybe, Annika, you can give Mommy the headphones for just 1 second and let her just sit in that one chair. She came along, she's being very polite and letting her daughter shine, but it's always about the mom who gets behind the kids and gives them the opportunity, so I know that. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, Debbie.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Do you have music in your blood?
Yes, I learned the piano for about 8 years. I started when I was 7 and I stopped when I was about 15 years old when I moved from Singapore to Sydney, Australia.
I was going to ask you, what is that accent coming out of your your Singaporean beautiful face? I mean, just you caught me by surprise just now. It's a combination of Australian
and Singaporean.
And Singaporean.
And 2 months of American.
And 2 months of American?
Yes, we moved from Australia 2 months ago.
And you learned English in did you speak like perfect? Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yes.
It's English is English, but.
Yes.
Okay. But 2 months and you're like blended in so nicely. It would take me 2,000 years to blend into a new culture because there's a lot to find out, right? How'd you land over here in America? What was your why did you choose here?
My husband had a midlife crisis.
Love him.
He wanted to move to America.
Love him.
Yes.
Yeah. How's he doing now? Is he recuperating from his crisis?
Not yet. No. Maybe 3 years later.
So you have these children and obviously exposed them to some music when they were young. And when did you catch on something was unique?
I didn't necessarily think that they were unique or child prodigies. All I remembered of was when Yasmin was little and we had a little keyboard, she would, you know, we would sing nursery rhymes and she would go to the keyboard and try to play the melody back without me teaching
her. How old was that?
She was probably about 4.
Wow.
So I started her on piano lessons when she was 5, about 5, just after 5.
Like she'd listen and then start to mimic it?
Yeah, she would try to mimic it on the keyboard.
Wow.
And that's when I noticed that her hearing, her musical hearing
was something.
Was quite good.
Yes.
And I took her to lessons. We started with group lessons and she wanted to go ahead. But the teacher then did not like the kids to go ahead in the book. So we then swapped to private lessons and she excelled then. We had a really great teacher back in Sydney and she's been doing really well.
Wow. Good for you. You having a good time here today in the studio?
Yes.
Is this the first time you're on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, good. I like to give people that exciting experience as a kid. And then your other little one, when did you know?
Well, Annika grew up listening to her sister practicing. So she kind of didn't have a choice.
Yes, yeah, so she just sort of jumped in there.
Yes, as the little sister, she wants to take after her big sister. So she was really keen to start. So she started at around 4.5 years old, so a year earlier than Yasmin.
How do you feel about them watching television or video games, anything other than musical studies? Do you encourage it, discourage it? What's your opinion on that?
Not too much during the week. They get to watch a movie on Friday night, but during the week, I try to limit their screen time.
Okay, good thinking. And then Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook, but I only just started. Since I've moved to New York, so that I can connect with my friends back in Sydney.
And that is really the beauty of Facebook, so that you can connect around the world with people, friends, family, see what everybody's doing. I hope that you're sharing the news that your daughters are going to be in a big concert here in the U.S. On December 21st, and hopefully you'll take some video of that and let everybody back in Australia and see what's going on, right?
Thank you.
That'd be awesome. All right, so that's Mom Dawn. You met Annika and Yasmin. We'll bring back, Mimi hasn't had a chance to sit in the sulky yet. And, we always end this, well, we got more to talk about. We got Mimi and Sakiko on Harumi, world-class girlfriend talent here in the studio today. So come on back for more of their perspective on the world and what's going on. We have some things to talk about.
Hi, this is Chris Vesio, owner of Vesio Family Advisors. We are accountants and advisors to families and entrepreneurs. We're very excited about the new and existing services we've been providing to our clients. How many accounting firms do you know that can not only help entrepreneurs with their accounting and bookkeeping, but also have a full line of private investigation and polygraph services? Also, as a full-service family office, there isn't much we can't help you with. We can pay your bills, keep a full personal accounting, and screen your household help before you hire them. We're also helping our clients with more difficult and personal issues such as estate planning and divorce. Our goal is to always be there to help our clients through difficult times with high-touch service and empathy. Our practice is not just about our family, but also about helping your family. We'd love to have some new family members.
Check out the website at VesioCPA.com. That's VesioCPA.com. Or call them at 914-358-9888. That's 914-358-9888.
I don't know if you guys know, but Empire City Casino is one of the largest entertainment and gaming destinations in the country. 5,300 of the hottest slots, and they have electronic roulette now and blackjack and beyond, okay, and baccarat and roulette. Oh, boy, it's a lot of fun over there. Year-round harness racing, too, and international simulcasting from North America's leading harness and thoroughbred venues, and nightly live entertainment. They have party bands and tribute bands and Latin bands and dueling pianos and comedy and karaoke. A lot of fun over there. A lot of dining options, too. Upstairs at Nono's Trattoria, and downstairs you can have some fun at the Dan Rooney Pub, because they had all the TV screens in there. So if you love sports, you're good in there. And by the way, it's at Yonkers Raceway, which is on Yonkers Avenue. It's Central Avenue in Yonkers, New York, in Westchester County, off exit 2 of the New York State Thruway. May want to get your player's card and find out more at EmpireCityCasino.com.
From the WGCH Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dr. Bill Evans with your Doppler weather radar forecast. WGCH brings you up-to-the-minute weather 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's going to warm up to about 57 degrees, but it'll be a rainy day all day long today, through the afternoon, into the evening, and into tonight. Cloudy skies overnight with a temperature of 46, and then tomorrow's a very windy day on Thursday. We start out with clouds, we get sunshine, so it's going to be a chilly day. It's going to feel like 40. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Evans for 1490 WGCH.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. Also by Fairfield County Safe Wash, better than power washing. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, learn all about it on Greenwich Matters, every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul, and baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be.
It's such an iconic day in the tri-state area, and actually, this is like a national kind of holiday in New York City. They light the Christmas tree. So everybody sort of waits for this, the official kickoff of the season. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro, kicking off another segment of this show I do every day that I bring you live from studios here in Greenwich, Connecticut, AM 1490 WGCH. Very fun day in the studio today. Not always a pleasure to have so many people around me with such good energy. And, you know, you can feel good energy. And when you're around people with good energy, you act more fun. Did you notice that? It's just, like, contagious. And my fun is bringing out the best in everybody else and spotting and bringing to your attention some amazing people that you may not have had the pleasure of knowing about, like the For You Sisters. I learned about them a couple of years ago. They're trending. they're trending. I love that they think I'm funny.
You're the one who's contagious.
In every language. Okay. The For You Sisters are Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi. I'll let Mimi sit in now. She's had to sit back. And so, hello, girlfriend. How are you?
Hello, Debbie. I'm so happy to finally see you. You were so nice to me the first time I was on the show. I called in. I was nervous because it's the first time, but you were so nice to me and supportive.
Can you tell on the phone when what kind of personality somebody is on the other side? You can, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If they're a you-know-what,
yeah.
Or not.
I could tell you're super smart. Really smart, yes. Really fast. Yes. It's hard to keep up with you because you're so smart.
I sound foreign sometimes, don't I? Right, like another language.
Yeah, because
I speak English so fast, it sometimes sounds like a foreign language. I used to think it was my aunt. I thought she was the one who had the problem. She'd come over for a holiday and she'd be like, "So, hi, everybody, how are you doing? Nice to see you. But the thing, I'm fine." And, like, and people would sit around the table and say, "Is she from here? Where's she from?" I go, "I don't know, three towns away." But I do not realize sometimes how fast I do speak. Mm-hmm. And I have to listen more to your music because I notice it calms me down. I am not kidding. Bob, can we play another clip? I wanted to have some more time having the audience listen to the amazing, renowned, they were child prodigies themselves. We'll talk about that in a second. Sisters who play music like you've never heard. But this one is a clip from Tchaikovsky, and they thought I couldn't pronounce it. I had that one.
No.
I said I think that, well, I can't pronounce the name of the song. You can do that for me.
Yes, this is the Piano Trio in A Minor, Opus 50 by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. This is the second movement, Theme and Variations.
That's the kind of music you can feel in every single cell in your body. My spleen was reacting. I mean, I never, you know, it's just, how do you do that? Who wants to tell me where it all began and what kind of training and how'd you do this? How'd you become this amazing trio?
Well, it's all my mother's doing.
And where is your mother?
Well, she's not here anymore. But,
Sakiko, she's passed?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How long ago?
About 10 years ago.
Yeah, boy, yeah, that was a tough loss.
Yes,
I lost my mother about 5 years ago. I don't think you ever get over the loss of a mother.
No.
And I'm sure she was a big reason why you were all together and drove you around and made sure you had all the lessons and all the right people in front of you to bring out your best talent, right? Is your dad still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, we won't go there. Because I can tell by tone what some kind of react answers mean. Okay, then. Let's go back to the sisters and the talent and where you were trained and talk to explain.
Well,
Sakiko.
Okay. Well, my mother wanted us to, do everything together, and she really encouraged us to share everything. And I think she always wanted us to play together, too. So she started Harumi on violin at age two. And
age two?
Yeah.
Harumi. Instead of the rattle, you had a violin?
Yeah.
My mother's day.
Your mother? Wow.
But still, she was never pushy, though. She never...
A violin at two was never pushy? Give me the bottle, take the violin?
No, I think my sister liked it. And then I always wanted the violin because she's doing violin, but the teacher got sick, so I had to start piano later to accompany my sister. And Mimi tried everything. She did piano, she did violin, didn't like her teachers, and finally found a good cello teacher, and my mother said, "Do you want to try cello? We never heard a cello before."
You didn't?
I didn't either. I didn't even know what it looked like.
Really?
So she started, and then she liked it right away. And
how old were you when you started cello?
Seven.
So the cello is a big instrument.
Yeah.
It was probably bigger than you at the time.
Yes, I guess so, yeah.
And what was the appeal of cello?
Well, I really liked the sound of it, and it really, it was much easier for some reason than the violin. It felt natural to me, and yeah, I really loved the sound, I guess.
Wow. A cello, I just had a funny thought. If I played cello, it'd be perfect. I could hide behind it in pictures.
That's right.
Maybe I think you should have become a classical musician.
A classical musician?
The way you move, it's exactly
Maybe
right.
I'll be a backup dancer for you. Has a classical trio ever had a backup dancer
be
moving?
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, we can team up together.
We'd definitely be a viral video, I can tell you that much. It would be crazy. Speaking of viral video, and we're talking about Facebook today and how this wonderful birth has happened to a young man and his wife who have changed the world and how we connect with each other in a very major way, and how they're going to be giving most of their money to the world to better for the next generation of children. Do you use Facebook, you guys? I see you now. I see you've learned social media to promote what you do.
Yes. I don't, but my sister is pretty good at it.
I started Facebook earlier in the year, and some people have been very supportive of our music.
Very nice.
So it's nice
to get connected.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you watch television growing up, or were you also mostly practicing? And
oh, I watched a lot of movies when I grew up. I mean, that's like practicing what I did if I'm not practicing.
Okay.
All those old movies.
All the old movies.
Yeah.
Three sisters, always together. Do you still socialize together? You go everywhere together? Are you like a pack?
Yeah, we're like one monster with three heads, practically. we think alike, we act alike, we react alike. I guess we did what my mother wanted us to do.
Really? Do you all live together?
Yes.
How nice. And when you go out to dinner, table for three?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, when we had a candy when we were small, it was this small. My Harumi, she cut it in three.
A what? What
this,
she cut in three?
This really
a candy?
Small candy. Aww. We all had to share. We all wanted to eat it. And I said, you can eat it. But my sister said, no, we have to share everything in three. She cut this hard rock.
There's something really
three.
Beautiful about that, though. You know, the power of sisters is very special. I didn't have any born to me, and sister, but I have girlfriends who I call my sisters, and it's very special to have that kind of relationship. My father had four sisters, and they spoke every day till, you know, every single day. We have one living, Aunt Linda, who's a big fan of the show, but my aunts were, you know, the example of what you guys, they did everything together.
Well, you're our sister.
Yeah.
We've adopted you.
All right, table for four. Can we go get Italian, or are we going to get Japanese?
Italian.
What are we
getting?
Italian.
I prefer Japanese.
Oh, I like Italian.
I like Italian, yeah.
I like the
that
pasta.
Is funny, right? All Japanese? What was your nationality?
Oh, Japanese. Yeah. Yes.
Any mixture of anything else, just Japanese?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
Well, we had Australian and Singaporean over there in the corner.
Yes.
Look at that combination. Yeah, spectacular, yeah. You know? Okay, so let's talk about the Christmas season. Do you do you celebrate? I mean, you're doing a Christmas concert, Sister Act again. If you're just tuning in, a classical musical recital, the Yoga Ratnam sisters, who will have say one more thing before they leave. They're 9 and 6. I eat them up. They're so cute and brilliant talents. And for you as sisters who are sitting with me, Mimi Sakiko and Harumi, they're together for the first time. Presenting a concert that's free. They'll be playing Bach and Chopin and Schubert and Grieg and Saint-Saëns. I learned something new today. On piano and violin and cello. Free admission. Kids welcome. I kind of encourage you to listen to their music. If you can't make the concert, download some of what they have on their website, the foruasisters.com, F-R-F-U-R-U-Y-A. And the reason is there has been so much research done into how music heals your soul, heals you physically, de-stresses you. It's actually almost mandatory we should listen to their music to stay alive. That's what, I mean, how's that for a sales pitch?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Listen to Debbie Nyman. You have to listen to our music or you're going to die. Please don't drop dead. Have a CD. There you go. All right. I mean, I can't even pronounce some of the music that you, I mean, all the great classical music has some interesting names and very beautiful titles. Tchaikovsky, I would have lost in the spelling bee, but you know I can pronounce it. It's T C H A I K O V S K Y. What's your favorite thing to play? Let's go through each one of you. I know Mimi plays cello, so what's your favorite song to play?
I love the Dvorak Cello Concerto. It's like the best piece.
Okay, I wouldn't be humming it myself personally, because I would have no idea. Can you hum a little?
Oh.
da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da. I hate to tell you, I could hum just as good as you, but so much for the humming prodigy.
She did a very good job of that.
Oh yeah, that's better, much better.
I'm telling you, it's like they're drunk. I knew it. I knew it was going to happen when I brought them here. Sekiko, on piano, what's your favorite song?
Well, I like everything. Mozart, Chopin. I'm playing Chopin this season, and he's just wonderful.
Fabulous. Yeah. And Harumi, you're on violin. What is your... No, you can't do that. That's illegal. Can't move a mic while the sound is on. You can lean in.
Mendelssohn violin concerto is wonderful. We also play Mendelssohn as encore in the concert that's coming up. It's not on there, but
you're telling them already.
Oh, sorry. I went against my own rule. So when you're out socializing with people, do you have time to go socialize with other people? And do most people get who you are? And, you know, can they relate to the level of talent that you have? Or you dumb down around regular people?
Oh, we socialize a lot.
You socialize a lot?
We're like one of the crazy people.
I'm catching on. Where do you hang out? Do you drink wine? What do you do?
We go to tea room a lot.
You go to
There's a very nice tea room in Tarrytown.
There is?
Yeah, silver tea room.
So you don't drink, you drink tea.
Well, yeah, nowadays we drink tea. I start drinking wine because it's...
Yeah, you're like a commotion causer.
Well,
good thinking on the wine. And you two are still drinking tea and acting like this? I can't imagine.
No, orange juice.
Oh, my, I can't imagine. Watch the sugar. Watch the sugar. It must be the sugar. Anyway, this is just a joyful gathering of extreme talent. There are child prodigies grown up into beautiful women, the Furuya sisters, now bringing behind them and extending a hand to two other young sisters who are 9 and 6, the girls called the Yoga Ratnam sisters, and they're also in the studio, and together they'll be performing. I think it's very special. Sister Act is going to be December 21st in Yonkers at the Will Library in the Pincus Hall, 6:30 p.m. It's only an hour. Bring your kids. It's a very special holiday thing to do together, Central Park Avenue. And if you don't feel good, please go there. I think you'll feel better after you hear the music. All right, I never leave you without some inspiration. We'll be back for the Daily Toast right after this.
Celebrate 10 years of the Tony-winning Broadway phenomenon, Jersey Boys, with our best offer yet. Buy one ticket to see us this winter and get the second one free when you order by Christmas Eve. Because the only thing better than one ticket to Jersey Boys this winter is two. Jersey Boys. See it this winter and save. Visit JerseyBoysBroadway.com today.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
There's a really big castle in Tarrytown, New York. You just drive up Benedict Avenue, and then you bang a left. You see this gorgeous, like, welcome, like, wow, you know, something special's at the top. And you meander your way up this vertical driveway, which is done with all beautiful stone walls. And you start to spot the castle evolving so you can see more of it as you're driving up. And I'll be darned, it is a real, live, one-of-a-kind, impeccably kept castle where some of the rooms have fireplaces, and the inside of the castle is, you know, you just feel like you're someplace special. This time of year in particular, they make it warm, wonderful. The food is 5-star at Equus Restaurant. The rooms are, you know, 5-star. And if you're having an event or something really special is coming up, you may want to inquire about having it there. If you're staying there, and if you're not, it doesn't matter if you stay or not, you can go and enjoy their spa. It's called the Tan Sanctuary Spa, and it's a sort of a sensory treat for everybody who needs a little special TLC. So check it out, the Tan at the Castle, hotelandspa.com.
It's that magical time of the year again. So come on down to McCardle's Florist and Garden Center, 48 Arch Street, for the 7th Annual Greenwich Reindeer Festival and Santa's Workshop, presented by Citizens Bank, November 27th to December 24th. See the live reindeer. Yes, live reindeer. And have your photo taken with Santa in his special workshop. Families, kids, corporate groups, and even pets are welcome. Photo packages start at $29.99 and include a Citizens Bank gift bag filled with promotions redeemable at participating downtown Greenwich stores and restaurants. Be sure to catch the reindeer at feeding time daily at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. There's a holiday wonderland right here at McArdle's. For more information and hours at the 7th Annual Greenwich Reindeer Festival and Santa's Workshop presented by Citizens Bank, visit www.greenwichreindeerfestival.com.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
You know, I always love to see where that tree in, comes from that lands down in Rockefeller Center. And this year, in case you're wondering, the tree that will be lit tonight is a 10-ton, 78-foot Norway spruce from the Hudson Valley. And the one that's going to be lit down in Washington, D.C., is a Lutz spruce from the Chugach National Forest in Alaska. The first capital tree from Alaska. That's kind of a new ad, right? Cool. Everybody's like, oh, Mimi, take my tree. Take my tree. I mean, again, you got 50 states. I mean, you're going to wait a couple of years. So Alaska finally got their tree in the capital. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. We're coming to the end of a very special hour together here in the studio. Never had so many people in the studio, but never had so much good energy surround me with love and beauty and appreciation. And it's because I am so in awe of their talent. The Furuya sisters, Mimi, cello, Sakiko plays piano, Harumi plays violin, and the two young ladies I met for the first time today, now sitting back with the headphones on, two sisters, Annika and Yasmin. Their last name is Yoga Ratnam. You're going to be hearing a lot more about them. Their mom, Dawn, is with us. The girls wanted just, I told them I'd say one last thing. The teacher let them out of school today to be on the show. So I want you to say something nice about your teacher and say hi to your class. Go ahead, Yasmin.
Hi for a. I hope you're listening.
What school?
Fox Meadow.
Where?
In Scarsdale.
Scarsdale, New York. And what's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Atley.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Atley. And we have Annika. Obviously the same school?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Dotter.
What's your name?
Miss Dotter.
Miss Dotter, tell her thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me out of class today. It was for a very good cause. Because, you know, when you get out of class, you have a really good excuse. Okay? I don't know how it's going to go with the homework later. But, all right. So, this is the end of the show. And I always end it with something very inspirational. You can hear in your headphones what that's going to be.
Attention, everyone. It's the Daily Toast on the Debbie Nigro Show.
And today's toast is brought to you by our friends at Doral Arrowwood. Check out the details and go see Santa there, doralarrowwood.com. All right, my send-off today is about children. These are very special girls, and every child is special. A child's like a butterfly in the wind. Some can fly higher than others, but each one flies the best it can. Why compare one against the other? Each one's different, each one's special, each one's beautiful. Thank you, girls, for all being in the studio today. Did you have a good time?
Yes.
All right, let's clap. Yay! Good time. See you next time, everybody.
listening to the Voice of Greenwich, 1490 WGCH.